A new poll finds American Catholics feel the church hierarchy is out of touch with their needs and concerns. The New York Times CBS News poll found 66% want the next pope to be, quote, someone younger with new ideas. Joining us to describe the poll's methodology and its findings is New York Times editor Marjorie Connolly. We'll be getting reaction from William Donahue, head of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights here in New York City. Welcome to WNYC, Marjorie.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the new ideas those 1,585 adults you surveyed want the pope to embrace. 56% say they want the pope to continue to stand against legalized abortion and the death penalty, even though they themselves were not opposed to them. Tell me more about that.
We asked a number of different possible changes that the next pope might make in the church, and the American Catholics that we spoke with wanted to maintain the opposition to abortion and the opposition to death penalty. We didn't have follow-up questions, but we did some callbacks to the respondents. And we spoke to one woman who I believe was quoted in the story, who said that she may feel differently about abortion, but she understood why the church would feel that they should be opposed to abortion.
And yet the same sort of sentiment didn't hold for other questions that you asked on Catholic doctrine. The poll found 69% favored allowing priests to marry and to allow women to become priests. 71% want the next pope to allow artificial methods of birth control. 91% want the pope to endorse the use of condoms to prevent the spread of HIV. And I found this particularly surprising. 46% told pollsters they do not think the pope is infallible on matters of morality and faith. These are all strong majorities, most of them, in areas against Catholic teaching. How do you know, Marjorie, you got a good cross-section of Catholics?
We did a probability sample across the country. We oversampled Catholics. You know, whether we got a proper sample of Catholics, I think we did. We sampled based on the way we always do a survey. We got, you know, young and old and around the country. These are not unusual answers. We've asked these questions and other polls have asked these questions before, and they've gotten similar answers. You know, it's not news that American Catholics would like to see priests get married, that they would like to see women get ordained. It is sort of surprising that the infallibility of the pope has come into question. I think, you know, in recent years, the problems that the church has had with some of the scandals, I think that's probably part of the problem that the pope and the Vatican has had. You know, they have problems with the hierarchy, but they feel very strongly connected to their own parish. You know, they may say that they feel like the bishops are out of touch, but they don't feel that most priests are out of touch. They don't feel that their own parish priests are out of touch.
Do you think this echoes a common American sentiment against authority, you know, people like their individual congressmen, but as a whole, Congress rates very low?
Well, I don't know if that's so much of an authority thing, or is it that the people they know, they feel like close to the people that they know, and they feel close to the people who are down in the trenches with them.
Marjorie Connolly is an editor at the New York Times. For reaction to the poll, we turn now to William Donahue. He's the president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Studies. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. You issued a statement criticizing the survey for relying upon self-identified Catholics. You don't think this survey is representative of American Catholic views, even though, as Marjorie Connolly points out, this isn't really news. There have been lots of polls revealing this kind of liberal bent in the American Catholic Church for some time.
It is an interesting question, since you have probably up to a third or so of Catholics who are raised Catholics who don't identify themselves as Catholics in terms of going to church, and yet they're included in surveys. I mean, if I eat only vegetables and I call myself carnivorous, and I answer in a survey that I am carnivorous when everybody knows me, knows I eat only vegetables, to what extent would that be an accurate sentiment that's being tapped here? I guess I'm raising the question, If a person attends Mass weekly, obviously that person could be counted as a Catholic. I'll even accept the, and the New York Times does disaggregate. They do say about, you know, once a month or so, and that's okay too. But if the people who attend Mass rarely or never, how would they be different from a Jew or a Muslim or a Protestant or an agnostic or an atheist? You find the people who are the most unhappy with the state of the Catholic Church are precisely the ones who either have one foot out the door or who have bolted altogether. The people who paid the bills, that is to say the ones who go to church every week, they're not the ones who are unfavorable about the Pope. They're not the ones who are clamoring for the changes. Obviously, if all these Catholics who want women to be priests and the men to marry and changing its rules on sexuality, if that was something really important to them, the mainline Protestant denominations should be surging with numbers. In fact, they're in free fall.
Bill, the survey found most Catholics, 72%, feel their local parish priest is in touch with their needs versus just 38% for most U.S. bishops and 39% for the Catholic Church overall. Do you find that to be true? Do you think Catholics feel more connected to their priests than to the church hierarchy?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, Tip O'Neill said that all politics is local. The same is true with religion. I think this would be hold true with Protestants and Jews and Muslims as well. What you have is this. The people who are practicing Catholics, who go to church and know who their parish priest is, I mean, they actually know his name, they know who he is, those people are generally satisfied with their parish and with the state of the Catholic Church because their whole identity is local. Now, when you get into the bishop, well, that becomes a bit more distant. Most Catholics probably couldn't even tell who their bishop is any more than they could their local congressman. And so what you then get dependent on are the media reports. Well, the media tend to report on a lot of things that are not being done right by priests or by rabbis or by congressmen and senators and presidents and the like. So the more distant that person is that they don't know, they tend to be somewhat more judgmental, much more negative in that regard. So I think that part of it's stands up.
William Donahue is head of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights in New York. Marjorie Connolly is an editor with the New York Times. We were speaking to both of them about the New York Times CBS News poll on the sentiments of American Catholics, a majority feeling that the church hierarchy is out of touch with the needs of the people in the pews. Thank you both for joining me.